I think God is outside of time, and you know the description that we've had is like time is like a book, it's unfolding for us, but God is above it, looking down, and He sees the end from the beginning. But just the fact when He's talking about the Holy Spirit is, it's like, oh yeah, that's right, and recognizing how He said, you know, the more we become identified with Him, we're identified with the One who is the end as well. I mean, that does take it out of the perspective of time and makes it a perspective of eternity. And I forget sometimes what eternity means. Time will end. It'll be no more. And we will be in eternity. And it'll be a whole new perspective. And just the more identified I can be with the Holy Spirit who lives in me, who dwells in me, the more I will be identified with all that God has in store in the end.
Yeah, if you think about Revelation, Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. I am the Amen, the faithful and true witness. So we hear that about who He is. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the A to Z, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. The Amen, the one who has consummated and validated all the promises of God. The faithful and true witness in us. Alpha and Omega in us. Beginning and end in us. First and the last in us. The Amen of God in us. Christ in you. Hope of glory. So you can see, it's so easy to read those statements about an objective Christ. And this is about who He is, but what does it mean for Him in those attributes and those characteristics to be understood and appropriated within us? And, you know, He says the Holy Spirit's outside of time. The actual correct theological way to frame God in reference to time and eternity is that God, the whole of God, transcends time and is outside of time to infinity. So the whole of God transcends time. The whole of God is within time. Okay? It's not either or. So the whole of God is still in the time of Abraham. The whole of God is still in the millennium. The whole of God occupies the whole spectrum of time. So God is immanent, that is, He is present now, and He's in the past, He's in the future. So the way to understand the theological understand, the way to frame it, is that God is immanent, the whole of God is in time, the whole of God is within every believer, and the whole of God transcends time to infinity. So when we think about God, that He is, the correct theological designation is immanent and transcendent. So, you know, it's a comforting thing. Anything else? Yeah. So, yeah, when you think about the other verse I was thinking about, to Him who is and was and is to come. That's how Jesus is presented to us. Revelation, the one who is, present tense, forever living in the now. The one who, imperfect tense, who is ever living in the past. And the one who, hoerkomenos, the one who is ever coming into being from the future. He's the coming one. The one who is and was and who is to come. He's always coming out of eternity into time. So, there's lots of things to think about because of our little finiteness and our the way we perceive our relationship with time is that we're just moving through what we consider history or time. And to think about God sits in the vault of heaven, as the scripture says, and He sees all of time and everything in one view. Sees the end from the beginning because He is the end. He is the beginning and He's everything in between. And so with our lives, we are just appropriating that which comes out from God. Everything comes out from Him. So, yeah. So anything else? Oh, I know. It's something I memorized years ago when I was at Baraka. The prothesis, the predetermined purpose and plan of God. We're called according to purpose, prothesis. The eternal purpose of God, which has already been carried out in Jesus Christ, Ephesians 3:11. That prothesis, that predetermined purpose and plan of God, is that which represents His plan. The plan is called the decree of God. The decree is the plan of God, which is singular, it's comprehensive. So this statement I memorized years ago, that the decree of God, which embodies the plan of God, is God's holy and wise purpose, comprehending at once, that is simultaneously and eternally, all things that ever will be, with all things that were or will be, as to their causes, their courses, and their relations, and, as the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, determining their certain futurition, that is, the outcome, and without ever changing anyone's will. That's big. That's a lot to think about. So, anyway, in good hands. Anyone else? All right. Amen.